This Mark Start Money Podcast. If the subject is about money and life or questioning the so-called experts on the subject, we open the conversations.
Welcome to the Smart Start Money Podcast. My name is Eric Flynn. On today's podcast episode, I'm going to provide some 401k do's and don'ts. With employer-provided pensions becoming almost extinct, saving for retirement is one of the most important financial goals for most workers. Because 401ks are the standard for most company retirement plans, there are some things you need to know in order to not get sidetracked when it comes to retirement planning. You need to know what some of the good and bad decisions might be when it comes to a 401k plan. Stick around for today's podcast episode, and I'm going to explain some of the do's and don'ts with 401k plans. Saving for retirement. Saving for retirement is crucial for most workers, especially today with the age time frames for collecting full Social Security seem to be rising. It's extremely important for most people to have some type of retirement plan in place. Defined benefit plans, such as a pension plan, is not something that is readily available for most people any longer. With a defined benefit pension plan, a person retires and guaranteed automatic payouts during retirement years are provided typically based on a person's salary and years of service. This is a really good benefit to have at retirement, but it's one that seems to be coming extinct. For many years, pensions were a standard retirement plan that many employers provided. Some still do offer these, but they are becoming much more rare. Most employers have opted to offer 401k plans in place of these because they can be less expensive to administer. As companies continue to cost-cutting and fuel the philosophy of more with less, more defined benefit pension plans will likely start to disappear. 401ks do offer the advantage of people making their own investment decisions within their plan as opposed to a pension where the employer or sponsor of the plan is responsible for making decisions. 401k participants are left with the investment choices available in their plan to invest for retirement. Now, for individuals having control over their 401k plan, this is a responsibility they must take seriously. Plans may offer good investments or bad investments with high fees or low return rates. They may also offer plan participants the option to take out loans. Employers sometimes even offer matching contributions. Being 401ks are for retirement, it is important for plan participants to ensure the investments have the possibility of growing as much as possible and also avoid mistakes. Today's podcast episode, I'm going to provide some of those do's and don'ts with 401k plans. And I'm going to start with the do's if you do have a 401k plan. And the first one is to contribute. Do contribute to a 401k if your employer offers one. The key to having enough money in retirement is to save, and you want to save early and save as much as possible. If there's one piece of advice for someone just starting out in the working world, it's to save for retirement whenever you can. However big or small the amount may be, put some money away for retirement. It can be challenging in today's world with the costs of living and job changes that occur for many people to contribute to retirement. But save whatever amount is available. Even if an employer does not offer a 401k, open a traditional IRA or Roth IRA and start putting a little bit away. With just $50 here and there, it will soon start to add up over time. The significant benefit of starting to save early is time. With just even a small amount saved on a regular basis, it has the opportunity to grow over time. The more time it has, the more it can grow. It can go through the swings of the market as a long-term investment, and starting early allows a person to invest more aggressively, thus it giving retirement dollars the opportunity to work hard and grow. More employers are starting to offer the option of a traditional 401k and a Roth 401k. And what you need to know here is the difference is a traditional 401k, they're treated as before tax. So the money will be taken out of, say, your paycheck before taxes are paid. And this what it does is it lowers a person's tax bracket. Now, taxes will still need to be paid on this money, but they won't be paid until the time the money is withdrawn. After tax dollars, they fund a Roth 401k. So the advantage to this is taxes are paid at the time of the time you contribute, and withdrawals are free of tax at retirement. So when you contribute to a Roth 401k, is what happens is you get paid and taxes are taken out of your check, and then you can put that money into your Roth 401k. So you're taxed up front. And the difference, like I said, with the traditional 401k is you're putting off the taxes and investing the money, and you are taxed when the money is withdrawn. Now, the question comes up, traditional or Roth 401k, which one is better? Which one should I get? And the decision to contribute to either a traditional or Roth 401k is a personal decision, and it will depend on a number of factors. And these could be your salary, your current tax bracket, or your expected taxes at the time of retirement. If you're not sure which one of these are best, you should seek the help of a financial professional, and they should be able to help you. Personally, if it is available, I would contribute a little to both. These cover the basis of having tax-free money at retirement and the benefit of a lower tax bracket. The issue with knowing which one is best is no one can look into the future. There's always the possibility of tax rates increasing in the future, which is likely with the deficit in this country, but we all just never really know. A person could also earn much more money in the future. This will allow them to save even more, with the result of being in a high tax bracket at retirement. The decision on which one to choose, it can be a difficult one, but at the very least, plan for some tax-free money at retirement. Now, another one of the dues for 401k is contribute to a match. Starting out in the workplace, it can be hard to save much money. However, if you work for an employer that offers a match to a 401k contribution, make sure to at least contribute to your 401k up to the maximum amount to get the employer matching contribution. To use an example here, if an employer will match up to 6% of a person's contributions, that person needs to make certain they are putting at least 6% into their 401k. Matching 401k contributions from an employer is a benefit and equals a larger pay rate or salary. So why would you want to work for less? Don't leave money on the table. Employers will get everything they can out of their employees, so it's important to get everything you can out of your employer. So if your employer offers a matching contribution to what you put into a 401k, make sure that you are putting in at least up to the match. Now, another thing you need to do here with the dues of 401ks is, do you know what amount you are contributing to your 401k? It's always surprising to me how many people don't even have an idea of how much they are contributing to their 401k plan at work. When you start a new job, you might even be signed up automatically for contributions without knowing. Many employers will do this at a predetermined rate. If they have a matching contribution, the rate they enroll a person may not even be the rate to take advantage of a full matching amount. So it is always best to know what's being contributed to your 401k. Another item here to do with your 401k is, do learn the basics. If you're not very knowledgeable about investments, now is the time to learn if a 401k is your first investment. You don't have to be an expert, but at least take the time to learn the basics. There is often not much help from an employer on making the investment decisions in a 401k. If you do need help, look for a qualified financial professional and one that is more of a teacher about investments rather than being more concerned about getting compensated. And if you are looking for a financial professional to help you, I do have an article on smartstartmoney.com on 25 questions to ask a potential financial advisor. And they're helpful questions to find one that is qualified and that will be helpful. The next item here, do carefully pick the investments in a 401k. Research the investments that you are using in your 401k and know their fees and the history of the performance. If you get assistance from a financial professional, ensure they thoroughly explain the choices they would make and why. Pick a good asset allocation with the investments provided in the 401k plan. There are free resources on the internet where you can enter, for example, mutual fund symbols, and it will compute the results based on the asset allocation. With mutual funds, there can be a large number of investments inside of them. So it's important to know what it is you're investing in. It is important to not, for example, just look at something like a growth mutual fund and assume the majority of the investments are stocks. Free resources available, such as Morningstar, have planners that will examine mutual funds, giving an overall picture of an allocation. This may include things like sectors of investments, such as technology and healthcare. It can also tell what portion of investments is invested in stocks or bonds. So it is important to know what you are investing in your 401k. Do you only contribute up to the maximum matching contribution if investment choices are not good in your 401k plan? The most important thing for planning retirement is to make sure the money invested has the best chance to grow to the largest amount possible. Most 401k plans have at least a few decent investments to choose from. However, in the rare occurrence that a plan has very high fees or investments with a history of poor performance, it may be better to only contribute enough to get an employer match if they offer it. Poor investment performance and fees can make a large difference at retirement on the balance of an account. If contributions are only put into a 401k to receive the matching amount, open a separate Roth IRA at a brokerage firm and contribute up to the maximum amount if you can. And this will depend on your income qualifications. So if contributions into your 401k plan at work, if it's not a very good plan and the employer has a matching amount, at least contribute to the matching amount so you're not leaving any money behind, and open a separate retirement account at a brokerage firm and contribute up to the maximum. And like I said, this will depend on your income qualifications and possibly some other factors. So it's good to research this and hire a good financial professional. How does a person know if a 401k offered might not be a good one? And some questions to ask yourself here: are there only proprietary mutual funds in the plan? So when looking at investments with mutual funds, are the only choices available in your 401k plan, are they only from one financial institution? Having investment choices it's something that's important. Many of the mutual funds and companies, they differ on fees, expenses, and performance. If choices are limited, the 401k plan that you have might not be a good one. A single mutual fund family could also be an issue. So another question to ask yourself with your 401k plan: are all the mutual funds available in the plan from one fund? For example here, if your plan has the Widget Stock Fund, the Widget Bond Fund, or the Widget Real Estate Fund, this would limit the choices available. You want to make sure that it's not just one fund family that's in your investment choices for your 401k plan. Expensive fees were already mentioned to check, and it's important for you to look at these. If the share classes or fees are very high, it is important to limit your contributions to your 401k plan if lower fees are available with another retirement type. Fees or expenses may not seem that big initially, but if you take them over, say, 20 or 30 years, this can eat away at investment returns. Now that I've gone over the 401k kind of do's, the things to do with 401ks, now I'm going to switch gears here and go to things not to do with your 401k. And don't make the decision to not contribute to a 401k. Just like I previously mentioned, it is important to contribute. Even in the rare situation with a plan that may not be perfect, contribute up to the match when there is an employer match available. Do not make the decision to not make contributions thinking retirement is a long way out, or you may do it later. Try to do at least up to the match. If this is not possible, contribute to what is possible and plan on increasing the amount in the future. The next item on the don'ts of 401ks, and I can't stress this one enough, is don't take a loan. Taking a loan from a 401k is not a wise decision. Most financial experts would agree with this, and some would say there may only be very rare circumstances when it should be done. I would caution against taking a loan from a 401k at any cost. What you need to know here is 401ks are intended for retirement savings. Taking a loan from one may come with a low interest rate compared to other choices for someone needing a lender, but it puts a person's retirement funds at risk. Now, how are those funds at risk? Well, you risk, like I said, retirement funding. First, any amount taken from a 401k as a loan is money that is not in the account that has the potential to grow. And this can make a significant difference in the amount of money someone may have for retirement years, depending on the size of the loan taken and repayment period. Also, some plans do not allow further contributions if there is a loan. If an employer is matching contributions, these are missed as well when you take a loan from a 401k plan. 401k plans, they're loans, and they're just that. Loans are a loan. A 401k loan is exactly this. It is a loan, and the money needs to be paid back into the plan. Most often, the borrowed money will have to be repaid within 5 years. And it could be a slightly longer repayment period when the loan is used to purchase a home. 401k loans can have a much better interest rate than other loan types. But what you need to know is when you take a 401k loan, it will need to be repaid. They will require repayment. The only difference is, like I said, the interest is lower, and the other difference is the interest is paid back to yourself and credit to the account. The loan to oneself and paying interest back to yourself, it's one of the big lures in taking a 401k loan. Now, like I said, I would avoid at all costs taking a loan from your 401k, and that's why it's high on my list here of the things not to do. And one of the big reasons is job loss. Losing a job is one of the biggest risks with taking a 401k loan. With statistics showing that most people did not stay with the same employer for very long periods of time, job loss is a real risk that almost everyone should not take. The issues with taking a 401k loan and a person's employment ending, this is the real danger. This is due to the possibility a loan is not repaid and the tax consequences result. So starting in 2018, the laws changed how 401k loans are treated. Previously, a person that lost employment had just 60 days in most situations to repay a 401k loan. This has now changed to the date of a person's federal tax return and a little further with an extension. The danger of job loss and taking a 401k loan is you won't be able to make repayment when it's required. And this will result in the loan being treated as a distribution with taxes and likely penalties applied, you know, depending on the person's age. The distribution will be treated as ordinary income if a person is at least 59 and a half. If younger, it will be treated as ordinary income with a 10% early withdrawal penalty. The costs will be big depending on someone's tax bracket, and with a penalty, they will be outrageous. Do not use 401k funds to buy a house. This is also one of the big don'ts. Taking a loan from a 401k to buy a home, it's not just a good idea. Some people may not agree with this, but taking any type of loan from retirement assets, it's always going to be a risky proposition. It may be tempting, and a real estate agent may even hint at taking a loan from your 401k, but I would recommend personally, at least what I would do is not even consider the idea. There's just too much at stake to possibly lose. Another don't with your 401k is don't cash out a 401k plan. Cashing out a 401k plan or any retirement plan for that matter before reaching retirement, it's just a bad idea. With 401k plans, the same taxes and penalties will apply if you cash it out as not repaying a loan. Another don't is don't leave money in a 401k when leaving a job. Do not leave money in a 401k at another company. This happens very often, and depending on the balance, it could be left where it is or rolled over to another employer. And although rolling it over to another employer's 401k plan may be an option, it is all often best to roll it to just a IRA. There are typically more investment options available in a traditional IRA than an employer-provided 401k plan. There is nothing wrong with doing this, and it offers more options in many instances. The money may also possibly be rolled over into a Roth IRA by paying taxes. Leaving 401k money with another company opens the possibility of forgetting about it. It will be much easier to manage retirement assets as well in one or a few places rather than being among a number of different employers. So there you have my list of 401k do's and don'ts. Probably one of the biggest don'ts for a 401k to me is a loan. 401k loans, they're just not a bad idea. It's almost always not a good financial decision. Taking a loan from a 401k, why put your retirement at risk? A loan from a 401k it's a gamble that shouldn't be taken at any cost. With statistics showing that a majority of workers may change jobs many times in their career, moving from one employer to another, it's a real possibility. Also, as companies move to the lean mentality of more with less to increase their bottom line, layoffs are a reality for many people. Loss of employment in combination with the taxes and penalties for not paying back a 401k loan, it is likely playing a game of poker, and the end result could be having substantially less at retirement or having to work more years to get there. I always say there are exceptions to a lot of things in life, but taking a 401k loan should probably not be one of them. Try getting a loan from another source or even go to a pawn shop before risking retirement. Taking a 401k loan should be the absolute last choice. If you have a 401k plan, make sure you have at least a good understanding of investing basics so you know what is going on with your retirement planning. If you need help, get the help of a good, qualified financial professional. Thanks for listening to the Smart Start Money podcast. If you like this podcast, please subscribe. You can also visit smartstartmoney.com for more helpful information on life and money. Join me on the next Smart Start Money podcast episode where I switch gears from investing to saving money on new technology. Do you always spend big money on the newest technology? The next podcast episode, I'm going to discuss ways that I save money on buying technology. How can you save money on things from computers to cell phones? If you're tired of the ever-increasing prices of consumer technology items, the next podcast episode is one you won't want to miss.